Well, hello. It's another podcast for A Day at the Beach. This time, number 10. My name is Clint Beachwood. I'm back from vacation, unfortunately. But it's nice to be back. It's been about 2 weeks since number 9, I guess, huh? So let's get this thing going. I'm going to dedicate this first song to this little vacation that the missus and I went on. We went out to celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary, and we went to a little island off the coast of Honduras, off the eastern coast of Honduras, called Roatan, and stayed at a nice little place called Anthony's Key Resort. They are there mostly. They cater to scuba divers because the waters off of Roatan are some of the finest diving waters in the world. Great coral reefs probably all the way around the island, and then on the west side of the island, there's a sheer wall that goes down just hundreds of feet. So we don't dive. We do snorkel, and we snorkeled several times a day, ate and slept. The other thing we did was we had a little deck off of our cabin out that went out over the water. And a couple nights, two or three nights, we would just lay out in the early evening breeze and just looked up at the stars and heard the water lapping at underneath us. And I took my iPod. There was nothing else, no phones, no computers, no TVs, which was kind of great. But I did take my iPod, and I plugged in this CD, Miles Corbin's first solo effort. He's with the Aqua Velvets. His first solo effort was Sounds from the Tiki Hut. It's the title cut, Tiki Hut. And boy, this song just put me in the mood. And every time I play this song from now on, I will imagine myself laying on this lounge chair, looking up at the stars, listening to the water. Perfect weather condition. Just an absolutely wonderful time. So that's what this song's going to remind me of. So anyway, this is Miles Corbin. And then after this first intro song that I'm going to play, I'm going to get into some new music, play a few songs from bands that I've gotten recent releases and recent music from. So put up with the mellow tropical stuff here for just a few minutes, then we'll get into some nice surf, instro, rock and roll music. Alrighty? My name is Clint. It's A Day at the Beach, number 10. Thank you.
this here is from that movie soundtrack that we did a little while ago called Beefcake. This one's called Mr. World.
Thank you.
right, that is the man from RevCon with a brand new CD called Everything is Golden, and we heard Hammerhead opening track from that CD. They're from North Carolina. Urban Surf Kings with a live version of Mr. World from their little project called Monday Night Surf Club. I don't know what to call it. It was an internet download. So those were the Urban Surf Kings in there. El Rey before that with Cherry Cheeks from their new CD, Chasing Ray, a cool collection of songs from El Rey. And Miles Corbin opened up the show with Tiki Hut and dedication to Roatan, Honduras. My name is Clint, and got to see Daikaiju here a little while ago, about a week ago. It was the day we got back from our vacation. I was wiped out enough as it was after about a six-hour flight, but had enough gumption to go down to the Bar Pink in San Diego and check out Daikaiju and the Secret Samurai. And I picked up a little 45 from them, and I'm going to play one of the sides of that called Flight of Garuda. This is Daikaiju. We'll be right back. from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Those are the Exotics with Spy's Demise from their Lost album. Before that, the Bitch Boys with Waikiki Storm. That comes from their Surf's first CD, in the Bitch Boys in Heat. Cosmonaute from Italy with Summer Girl from their Bikini Angel CD. And direct from my really old turntable, a Pioneer PL-512. We heard a 45 Daikaiju Flight of Garuda backed with They Won't Forget. And I'll probably play that next week. Daikaiju. What a show they put on. Alrighty. This is a day at the beach. It's a day at the beach number 10. What do you say we go for a little ride here? A monkey ride. We'll be right back. That's Blue Wave Theory. Caught me by surprise there just a bit. With Jazz Hole. Comes from their self-titled debut CD, The Blue Wave Theory. Before that, the Longhorn Devils taking a monkey ride off of their Spitfire Barbie CD. That's a Dutch band. And that takes us back to the Exotics. I'm going to play a song here by the Vanduras from their In the Dark CD. The Vanduras basically are Gary and Jeff Brandon. Gary is the Hawaiian lap steel guitar player for the Blue Hawaiians, if you've heard any of the Blue Hawaiians or have seen them live here in Southern California. Going to play a song called La Planche. Once again, nice mellow stuff, excellent guitar playing. These are the Vanduras. Thank you. Couple cool mellow numbers there. That one by the Kilauea's from Germany was Stranded. That comes from their Professor Volcanova CD. And before that, the Vanduras. The Vanduras with La Planche from their In the Dark CD. Right up in the Los Angeles area of Southern California. My name is Clint. I do this beach, surf music. I feel like I need to start drifting to the term instrumental rock and roll for some reason, because so many of this stuff, the Stranded that we just heard is classic surf, in my opinion, drippy, heavy reverb, very cool stuff, very surfy. But, I went and saw Daikai Ju this last weekend, and this next band, Speedball Jr., really has no resemblance to surf for me. It's instrumental, but it's really not surf. You know what I mean? So, I thought as I was watching that, and as I was driving home from that Daikai Ju show, I was thinking to myself, is surf music really the right term for what I'm playing here and for this whole genre of music? I know we're kind of stuck in this spot where this label has been placed on instrumental music that we call surf music, but it just doesn't fit, does it? Not in my opinion, anyway. Anyway, let's speed things up a little bit with Speedball Jr., a band appropriately named because most of their stuff from this CD of theirs, For the Broad-Minded. The song I'm going to play here is Scalped, and it is by no means slow. So get ready for this. This is podcast number 10 for Day at the Beach.
We'll be right back.
The band's from Oslo, Norway, and they call themselves the Beat Tornadoes, and that's Håkon Surfacing. Håkon Surfacing. And that comes from their Mission to Mirror CD. Apologize for the Norwegian accent. Let's see here. Before that, Mr. Neutron. I guess if you want to hear a few fast songs, you're happy now, eh? Mr. Neutron with Attack of the Sea People. That kind of goes out to Tiki Tina. She's always really enjoyed that song from Mr. Neutron. Damien Finelli on lead guitar from their Red Triangle CD. And Speedball Jr. with Scalper from their For the Broad-Minded CD. Alrighty, again, my name's Clint. I'm here to bring you some instrumental music. Try to do it once a week. You know, I've been on vacation. I had a few other things going on, like the daughter getting married, and my life has kind of been discombobulated a little bit, and I feel like I'm very unorganized right now in life in general. So I'm hoping this weekend to really get some things accomplished, and I don't know. I just hate the feeling of not really being in control of my surroundings, and that's kind of how I feel right now. But I wanted to get this podcast out. It's kind of high on my priority list, that and paying some bills. So, that's on the top of my to-do list. From a band from the UK called Los Fantásticos, put out a CD a little while ago called Into the Infinity Tunnel. Cool song called Spied.
We'll be right back.
Okay. End abruptly then, if you want to. Band called Gasolines out of Brazil with El Dulo. The name of the CD is Pura Veneta, and it is quite good. It came out a couple years ago. As I briefly scan the CD for a date, and I don't see one, but you know, let's say 2007. All right, for sake of argument, cool stuff from the guests from. Not the Gasolines, it's just Gasolines. Los Fantasticos with Spied, and that takes us back to the Beat Tornadoes. Going to wrap it up with a couple more songs here. One going back to the early 60s. I haven't played hardly any real traditional stuff from the early 60s, mainly because I really feel compelled to contact the bands that own the songs and get their okay. And this one is from... The Impacts with Merrill Funkhauser. Merrill has sent me several things over the years, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I played a song of his by the Impacts off their Wipeout CD, and that's certainly not the Wipeout by the Safaris. I'm going to play kind of a smooth, mellow song called Seahorse. Very simple by today's standards, but pretty cool back in those days, I'm sure. Pretty cool these days, if you ask me. These are the Impacts. I'm going to wrap things up with another song by the Retroliners, as I have one more CD to give away by the Retroliners. Vegas, lead guitarist of the Retroliners, sent me a few promos, and I've got one more to give away, and it's going out to whoever the first emailer is. Just give me an email. Beachwood, Beachwood at san.rr.com. Alrighty, and I'll wrap things up with a song by the Retroliners. But for now, these are the Impacts. And this last song by the Retroliners called Ragazzi Bianchi. This has been A Day at the Beach number 10. My name's Clint. Thanks for listening.